I'm not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by what I hear. I'm not moved by circumstances.
No matter what.
I'm moved by the word of God. I'm moved by his promise. I'm moved by his prophecy. The word he has spoken to me. That is what moves me.
For your life.
That is what excites me. That is what changes me. That is what enables me. That is what gives me grace. I said, God will bring you to a fulfillment. He will bring you to your wealthy place. There's a place God has prepared for you. He's taking you through to bring you to that place. Don't give up. Hold on to God. He will bring you to your place. There's a place for you. Nobody can take it. It's waiting for you. Refuse to give up. Never allow anything to come your way. Anything between you. Fix your eyes on the promise. We'll hold on to God. We'll hold on. No matter what is happening, we'll hold on to God. We refuse to compromise. To hell with the devil. We'll hold on to God.
I know that I can stand.
I know that I can stand.
No matter what comes my way.
No matter what may come my way.
Jesus, my life.
My life is in your hand.
Let's sing it together.
Yes. Hallelujah. Speak in tongues for some 47 seconds. Put yourself on the same wavelength as the word that is coming. Librahatosh bahandara katos elekete. Librosikahandala batara kalokalabahandi. Libranda kalokoshi kahadozi ingataya. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you praise. Father, we thank you for this opportunity you've given us to come and sit at your feet and learn from you. We pray that you help us to open our hearts to receive your word, which is coming with strong power and might. We pray that, Lord, you help us open the eyes of our understanding. Let us receive the engrafted word with meekness, that our souls may be saved. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for today. Let's look at 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12. It says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called, and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Let's come to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. It says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now, I'm speaking on fighting the good fight of faith. Fighting the good fight of faith. Christianity is a fight, and it is a fight of faith. God is a fighter, and all of God's children are fighters. The Bible says that God teaches our hands. He trains our fingers for battle. And then he trains our hands for warfare. And the Bible says our God is a man of war. He said he's a man of war. He fights. And therefore, he also expects his children to fight. When you look into the Bible, in the Old Testament, you'll see that the people of God were always fighting. They were always battling with one enemy or the other. God would tell them, go, I've given the land to you. But then they will go and they will find people sitting on the land, and they'll have to fight those people before they are able to take the land. Now, that has not changed. God still wants his children to fight. But in the New Testament, the object or the enemy we are fighting has changed a little bit. Because in the Old Testament, they were fighting the enemies of God, and they were fighting flesh and blood. In the New Testament, We have not been told to fight the devil. We have only been told to fight the fight of faith. Now, I know that the devil is our ultimate enemy, the one that we have to do with. The ultimate enemy we have is the devil. We have a personal devil, just as we have a personal savior. We have somebody that we have got to do with, and that's the devil. Now, our relationship with the devil in the New Testament is not one of a fight. It is one of enforcing his defeat or enforcing the victory of Jesus. So throughout the New Testament, you will always find that anytime the devil and the believer meet, the word that is used is resist. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Resist means to stand against him, refuse to allow him, and he will flee from you. Come against him. Now, when we say that our fight is not with the devil, what I mean is that we are not going to start another fight with the devil. It is not as if we are now going to fight him to defeat him. Jesus Christ has already defeated him, and all we've got to do is to enforce the victory of Jesus. The only place in the Bible that really comes close to something like a fight is in Ephesians 6 verse 10, where it says that put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand the evil day of the devil. Then he said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and against the rulers of the darkness of this age and spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, let's go to Ephesians 6. Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians 6. Verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Now, what the Bible is saying is that, he said we should put on the whole armor of God so that we can stand against the wiles of the devil. Stand against the wiles. The wiles of the devil simply means the schemes of the devil, or the tricks of the devil, or the methods, or the strategies of the devil. What it means is that our fight really is not a power encounter with the devil. It is a truth encounter. It is you holding on to a certain truth that the enemy will try to put pressure on you to lose your ground. But you hold on to the truth. Our battle is not a power encounter. It is a truth encounter, because it is the truth against the lies of the enemy, the methods, the schemes, the strategies. That's why he said, after putting on the whole armor of God, he said, stand. He didn't say fight. He said, put on the whole armor of God. And then he said, having that all to stand, stand. Why do you put on an armor and then stand? Why don't you charge on the devil? Because our fight really is not with him. He has been defeated. All we've got to do is to maintain our ground, is to stand firm, and then we will wear him out. Because Satan cannot carry through with his plans if the believer is steadfast and immovable. That is why the Bible says, be steadfast and be immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Because when you are steadfast, when you stand still and you stand your ground and you refuse to move, the enemy cannot, he will be worn out. You will wear him out because he doesn't have the strength to sustain his attacks. So we don't fight the devil as in we are now going to fight Satan to defeat him. No. We only resist him. But we fight the good fight of faith. And what is the good fight of faith? We must know. Because that's the only fight the believer has been specifically told to fight. He said, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Now, everything that we are going to do in this life, in our relationship with God, boils down to faith.
Faith is your vital connection to God. In fact, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hebrews 11:6. It says, for without faith, it is impossible to please God. Bible says, anything that is not out of faith is sin. So, faith is our vital connection to God. It is that which connects us to God. It is that which connects us who live in the time realm to the eternity realm. So, faith is something the believer cannot live with. It is something you will need. Faith, and you can substitute faith with trusting in God, holding your trust in God. Now, because faith is something very important, that is what the devil is always after. The reason why Satan will bring trials, tribulations, problems, troubles, afflictions, is not because of your anointing, it's because of your faith. He's bringing them so that you will lose faith in God. You will lose your faith. Once you lose your faith, you have lost everything. Because faith is your vital connection to God. So Jesus Christ said, he said, if the Son of Man comes, when he comes, will he find faith on the earth? Come to Luke 18. Luke 18. Verse 8. Luke 18, 8. Are you in Luke? Are you looking at Luke? Okay. It says, and I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth? He didn't say, will he really find power on earth? Will he really find love? He said, will he really find faith? Because faith is the only thing that connects God to this earth. You will never meet God unless you are on the path of faith. Because the Bible said that God is, and all those who come to him, you know, he is, and he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. But then he said, without faith, it is impossible to please God. That is why the enemy will do everything to make the believer lose his faith. Lose your trust in God. Lose your confidence. The Bible says, do not cast away your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. For after you have endured and you have done the will of God, you shall receive the promise. So the devil will fight against our faith, because faith is the only thing that gives God access on this earth. When God finds faith, that is when God acts. When God looks through the earth and he finds somebody who can open up and trust him, that is when God is able to release himself on earth. So Satan is after that vital connection. That's why he will fight against your faith. And that is why the Bible says that we should fight the good fight of faith. We should fight the good fight of faith. Nothing good in this life comes by ease. There is nothing good that comes easily. In our Christian life, there is nothing that God has asked us to do that will just come by you sitting down waiting for it. Everything that God will give you, everything that you will get in the Christian life, comes by fight. And that fight is not fighting the devil, it's fighting the fight of faith. Fighting to hold on to the word of God. Fighting to keep on believing the things you believe. Fighting to stand your ground, refusing to be moved. Fighting to hold on to your integrity despite what is surrounding you. Fighting to hold the truth despite falsehood around you. Fighting to stand for God despite all that is going on around you. Fighting to keep your life anchored. Anchored. He said, we have an anchor that will not move. That is the good fight of faith. The reason why we have to fight is that in this world, it is easier to do evil than good. Because this present world is called the present evil age. So anything you want to do for God, you are going to have opposition. You are going to have to fight. Otherwise, you can never do anything for God. Anything that God wants to give you, you are going to have to fight. Otherwise, you will never be able to lay hold on it. He said, lay hold on eternal life. Why do we lay hold on eternal life? Eternal life is eternal life. But he said, lay hold. Why? Because in this world, it is difficult, more difficult to do good than evil. Now, in 2 Peter 3:3, 3:13, he said that there's another world that is coming in which righteousness dwells. So in the next world, righteousness will be the order of the day. But in this present world, evil is the order of the day. Therefore, the devil, the flesh, and the world will do everything possible to stop us. They will do everything possible to stop us. And the reason why Satan, look at, come to Luke 22, verse 31. The reason why Satan wanted to sift Peter was not because of anything, but because of his faith. That Peter will lose faith. Once Peter loses faith, that is all. Because faith is your vital connection to God. Once you lose faith, you can lose everything in life. But once you lose faith in God, that is all. Once you become, once you stop believing the things you believe, that is all. And that is the devil's plan. Luke 22, verse 31. It says, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, indeed, Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat. But I've prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren. He said, I've prayed that your faith will not fail. Why? Because the devil was after Peter's faith. That if I were to get hold of his faith, I've gotten hold of his whole destiny, because your faith, your destiny is anchored on your faith. The reason why God will do the things he has said is because you keep believing it. When you stop believing it, it will not come to pass. Bible says Abraham, he hoped against hope, did not consider the deadness of his body and that of Sarah's womb, but he hoped against hope and did not stagger in unbelief. He kept on believing the thing that God told him. Even when there was no proof, nothing to show, he kept on believing it. That is how we fight the good fight of faith. It is not fighting the devil per se, but it is holding on to God's word. Holding on to what God has said. Keep believing what you believe. Keep doing what you know is right. Not backing up. Not backing up. Not stopping. Not being distracted, but holding on. Hallelujah. Now, come to Joshua 1:1-3. Let me build this foundation. Joshua 1:1-3. We have to fight this fight of faith. We have to stand our ground against the devil. The devil will rarely come against a believer on a power-to-power encounter. He will come to you on a truth-to-lies encounter. He will use lies to make you stop believing the things you believe about God. He will seek to discredit God's word. Satan will not come against you with power. He will come against you with lies, falsehood. He will seek to make God's word empty, light. He said, has God indeed said, you shouldn't eat this fruit? That's how he comes. Has God indeed said, you should not eat of any of the trees in the garden? Now, Joshua 1 verse 1. It says, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, you and all these people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I've given you. As I said to Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. Now, God has given Joshua a command, has given Joshua a promise. He said, everywhere the sole of your feet shall tread, I've given it to you. Meanwhile, there were people who were occupying those lands. He said, the place of the Hittites, there were Hittites occupying the land. There were all these Jebusites and Philistines and Canaanites and all these people occupying the land. But God said, wherever the slow fish are tread, I've given it to you. Now, the word tread in the Hebrew is the word darak. And darak means to load and lock your weapons, to string a bow in preparation to shoot arrows and fight. So God was saying that any place the sole of your feet shall tread, any place you are prepared to take a bow and string an arrow, I will give it to you. Any place you are ready to fight for, I will give it. Because the giants are occupying the land. The land belongs to you, but the giants are there and you have to fight them. Which means that there is nothing of God that comes free like that. Everything that God has promised you, you must fight for it. How do you fight for it? Keep believing it. Don't allow the devil to make you stop believing it. Don't allow your faith to, because Satan is after your faith. Are you faith to win? Some circumstances and other things will come and try to, you know, dampen your faith, trying to bring your faith down. But it's a fight. That is where the fight really is. The fight really is not against them. It's against you refusing to move. The fight is you refusing to move, refusing to budge, refusing to bow your knee to the devil, refusing to disbelieve the word of God. The fight is you refusing to doubt God. The fight is you keeping on, holding on to what you know about God. That is why Satan will bring tribulation to the believer, so that you can change your mind about God. You can change your confession. That you begin to say the opposite of what you used to say. If you said God was good, now you are saying God is not good after all. God doesn't care about me after all. You are losing the fight. He said, fight a good fight. Keep on saying the things that you believe. Like you first believed when God gave you the promise and said, I will bless you. Say, amen. Keep on saying amen. Even in the face of opposition. It's a fight. He said, fight to lay hold on eternal life. How do you lay hold on eternal life? Eternal life has been given to us. But it says, lay hold on eternal life. The reason is that many believers don't fight to the next level of their Christian life. I will talk about three stages of salvation sometime later. But let me just give you a gist of it. We have three stages of salvation. The first stage is salvation of the spirit. That is when you are born again. Second stage is the salvation of the soul. And the last stage is that of the body, when Christ comes. Now, the first stage, you did nothing about it. You had no part to play in it. You were saved, not of your works, by grace of God through faith that you were saved. Your spirit became a new creation instantly. Just by believing the gospel, Jesus Christ came to live in you and you were saved. Your spirit was saved. The last one too is not going to be through your effort. When we see him, we shall be like him. Our bodies will be changed to be fashioned into his glorious body. That's the last one. In between is where the fight is. That is salvation of the soul. That is where your will comes under his will. Where your emotions come under his emotion. Where your mind is renewed with the word. That is where the battle is. That is what he said we should lay hold on. That is what he said. In other words, just remaining at the level of salvation is not enough. Move on. Go further. Grow in the Christian life. It takes a fight. Be determined to grow. Whatever you need to do, whatever God says do for you to grow, do it. In Hebrews 10:39, let me give you some scripture about the saving of the soul. Hebrews 10:39, James 1:21, 1 Peter 1:8-9, they all talk about the salvation of the soul. Hebrews 10:39 says, we are not of them who draw back, but of them who continue to the saving of the soul. Those who continue to the saving of the soul, their spirit have been saved. But they progress to a time where their will is placed completely under his will. His emotions become their emotions. In other words, they go on to maturity. They go on to Christian maturity. That is the fight of faith. That's the fight that we are supposed to fight. Anything that will prevent you from going as a Christian is your enemy. Anything. You see, we can allow many things to prevent us from growing. That's where the fight really is. The devil will use many things to prevent you from growing as a Christian. And your fight is against any obstacle, anything that will not help me to be what God wants me to be. It's my enemy. And that's where the fight is. The fight really is not getting up at midnight and fighting witches and wizards. No. The fight is whatever will stand in my way. I'm determined to grow in the Lord. I'm determined to grow in knowledge. I'm determined to grow in power. I'm determined to grow in all aspects of my Christian life. Whatever will stand in my way, I'll fight you. Whatever will come my way, I will knock you aside. That is the fight of faith. That is how you lay hold. Because eternal life is a gift. He has given it to us. But we lay hold on it. We possess it. By refusing to allow things to prevent us from moving forward in our life, in our Christian life. In James 1:21, he says, receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. Now, he was talking to believers, but why is he talking about saving of the soul? Because their spirits are saved, but their souls need to be saved. And it's the word that will save our soul. So he says, receive with meekness the engrafted word, which means that the devil will prevent you from receiving the word. And that is where you must fight the good fight of faith. Satan will not fight you like with a power. No, he will come and prevent you from receiving the word. He will make you doubt the word. The very thing that is going to heal you, he will make you doubt it. You will doubt the very word that will bring your deliverance. You will doubt it. He will discredit the word. Many believers don't make it to the end. He said, those who persist to the saving of the soul. He said, if anybody draws back, my heart will not have pleasure in him. And we are not of them who draw back, but those who persist to the saving of the soul. That is the ultimate saving of the soul. When you see Jesus Christ, when he was on this earth, was he doing the will of the Father? Was he doing God's will? Yes, he said, I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I do. As I see, I do. But why is it that when he got to Gethsemane, he was saying, if it is possible, let this cup pass away from me. That was where the salvation of the soul was taking place. There is something you will come to in your life as a believer. There's a point you will get to where you must decide between God and something else. That is when you fight the good fight of faith. Jesus Christ was obedient throughout his life, but he got to that critical moment where he had to make a decision. He said, Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass over me. Three times. But the third time he said, Father, if this cup will not pass over me, but I should drink it, let your will be done. That was when the salvation of the soul took place. When his will now became God's will. His will was submitted to God's will when he didn't have any ambition. Now God's ambition became his ambition. God's purpose became his pursuit. God's mind became his mind. Many times we come face to face with critical moments in our lives. That is where it matters most. That is where the salvation, that is where the good fight of faith is fought. In our critical moments where we must make a decision between God and something else. Hallelujah. Bible says that, he said, Moab has been at ease right from his youth. He has been at ease right from his youth. He has been like a barrel of wine that has not been turned. He has been at ease. You won't get anything from God just by sitting down. It's a fight. Something that God has asked you to do, you must fight. Otherwise, you cannot do it. This world, the world itself, has not been designed to help you fulfill God's will. Get that straight. This world, the world system, and everything in the world has been designed to fight against you fulfilling God's will. So if you sit down there and think that you can fulfill God's will, you are lying. Because this world has been designed to prevent you from doing what God wants you to do. That is what the Bible said, that all those who live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. That is how the world has been designed, to prevent you from doing God's will. And that is why it calls for a fight. That you too, you will determine that you will fight the good fight of faith. You will determine that what God has said, I will do it. I won't allow anything to bog me down. I will do it. Fight for full God's call upon your life. The call of God is always an interruption. Always. God always interrupts you. That is why to answer the call of God is always a struggle. And you can have 1,001 reasons not to answer the call of God. 1,001 reasons not to do what God is asking you to do. It takes a fight. It takes a real determination that no matter what, I'm going to stick to what God has said. I'm going to do, I'm going to fulfill my call. It takes a real determination. There are 1,001 reasons why you must not respond to God's call. 1,001. And most of these reasons are very cogent. Very, 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 very good reasons why you must not respond to God's call. So we must fight to fulfill the call of God on our lives. You must fight. Moses had to fight. He was a priest in Egypt. And God was calling Moses to go and suffer with the Israelites. And Moses was a prince. He had been raised as a prince. In fact, he was going to be Pharaoh one day. He was trained in all the military intelligence and all the knowledge of Egypt as a prince. But the Bible says when Moses was of age, it came into his heart that he should visit his brethren. And the Bible says Moses refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. He forsook the treasures of Egypt and the pleasures of Egypt for the reproaches of Christ. Let me read Hebrews 11. Hallelujah. Something is happening to somebody. God is connecting somebody's heart to himself. Hebrews 11, 24. By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he looked to the reward. That is how we fight the good fight of faith. It was a struggle for Moses. It was a struggle because he had been raised to be Pharaoh. But God said, go and suffer with my people. When Moses chose the will of God, that was when the salvation of the soul took place. It is always against your will. Do you know why Jesus Christ had to go to Gethsemane? Because it was in the garden that man used his will and chose the devil. And so God had to take him to a garden that the last Adam will use his will and choose God. That was why it was such a struggle. He had never struggled with God's will before. Throughout his life, it was always about God's will. But at that point, because that was when his soul, the salvation of the soul was taking place, the second stage of a Christian life. And everybody hearing me, there will come a day where you will come face to face with two things. Either you choose God or choose something else. So what I'm preaching to you, some of you, it is like inoculation. I'm giving you inoculation. Now you may not need this message now, but I'm injecting you against the future, because a time will come where you will come face to face with something to make a decision, and then you remember this message. It's always about the will. Abraham too had to fight. God said, leave your family, leave your people, to a land I will show you. Can you imagine? A land, not a land I've shown you, a land I will show you. When you choose what you cannot see with your eyes over what people see with their eyes, and you are prepared to look stupid and foolish, you are fighting the good fight of faith. When you see the invisible and you choose the invisible but the real, against the visible that people are seeing, and what you are seeing they are not seeing, and so you appear foolish and stupid, and you are able to endure and stand, you are fighting the good fight of faith. Imagine Moses. God says, remove your sandals. And Moses is standing somewhere with his sandals in his hand. Somebody is passing by. What are you doing? Not a mature person like you with your, don't you know that there are thongs and broken bottles and other things in this place? And Moses is like this, standing there. What he's seeing, they are not seeing. That is how we fight the good fight of faith. Can you endure shame? Can you appear to be stupid in people's eyes, to be aimless, because God has called you to do something? You are fighting the good fight of faith. The day you change your mind is the day you have failed. The day you begin to sing their chorus is the day you have failed. The day you begin to look at what they are saying is the day you have failed. Paul said, many things came my way, but none of these things move me. He said, I don't consider these things at all, that I may fulfill my call. There's an assignment on your life, and certain things can come against that assignment, but it is up to you to stand and fight. It's the good fight of faith. Refuse to allow people's opinions, people's ideas about you to change what you believe. What do you care about what people are saying about you? There is not a single person who wants to do something for God that will not receive opposition. If you consider yourself, just yourself, your reputation, your name, you can never do anything for God. Let me tell you something. People will assassinate your character, malign you, gossip about you, lie about you. Sometimes they can sew the lie as a dress and put it on you. It will just fit you like that. And you are moving on. You are moving on. You see, sometimes I look at politicians. Look at the way politicians are maligned and criticized in this nation. And yet, today, people still want to be in politics. People are still filing nominations, people are still standing for MP, despite all these things. Why? They don't care about what you are saying. They care about what their eyes are on the reward. Not on the criticism. On the reward. He said Moses had his eyes on the reward. It is a fight of faith to keep your eyes on the reward. Keep your eyes on the one who called you. Remove your eyes. Close your ears. If you don't close your ears, blind your eyes, you can't fulfill God's call. It's a fight. It's a fight. Look at the disciples. Jesus Christ interrupted their lives, messed them up. People with families. Peter had a very booming boat fishing business. Jesus interrupted his life and messed up his life. And this was Peter leaving everything, just following somebody who claims is the Messiah, We don't know what will become of the person, but why was he doing that? Because he has seen that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And there was nothing that will stop him from believing that. That is the fight of faith. When you see something, hold on to it. Don't allow people to abuse. Hold on to what we believe. Hold on firmly to the end, because he who has called you is faithful. He is faithful. What he has said, he will do it. Sometimes God's word seems weak in our lives. Let me tell you something. Sometimes God can give you a promise. You look at your circumstance and you doubt the word. You look at your circumstance and you doubt God's word. God's word will look foolishness to you. How can you say tomorrow by this time there will be food in Samaria? When we have starved for so many years, and even we are eating even the flesh of our children, then you come and say tomorrow by this time there will be food in Samaria. It is nonsense. But the one who can endure the nonsense of God, who can endure when God doesn't seem to make sense, you are fighting the good fight of faith. Because your friends will not understand you. Sometimes your family will not understand you. Sometimes those who are close to you will not understand you. Because what you are doing doesn't make sense at all. You are just wasting your life, wasting your time. But the end will justify the means. Bible says wisdom is justified of your children. You wait till the end comes. He said, for the visit is for an appointed time. At the end, he shall speak. It will not lie. It is not the end. That's why you are speaking. When it is the end, the visiting will speak. You will shut up. You see, when God gives you the vision has an appointed time. At the end, the vision will speak. When it's not the end, people will speak. People will speak. But when it's the end, the vision will start speaking. People will keep their mouth shut. Now, it's not the end. It's not appointed time. So people are speaking. And they are speaking into your life, trying to discourage you. But you wait till the end. He that endures to the end shall be saved. You wait till the end. When the end comes, the vision will speak. And those who are speaking will shut their mouth. It is always a struggle. Always a fight. To do God's will. It is always a fight. What has God spoken to you? What do you believe about God? What do you know about God? Are you changing your mind about God? Is it because something happened to you that, oh, God is not good? Listen, God doesn't change. The same God who promised you is the same God who fulfilled the promise. This morning, I came to encourage somebody. I just came to encourage somebody. You are about giving up. Don't give up on God. Don't give up on God. For at the end, it shall speak. God's plan for your life will come to pass. Only if you can still believe. Nothing can change it. The only thing that can change it is when you cease to believe. When you cease to believe. But only if you can fight the good fight of faith and hold on, keep on holding on to the word. God told Joseph, he said, look, I will make you a ruler. When the word came, the next thing that happened to Joseph was that he was put in a pit. He was having dreams and visions, seeing the sun, the moon, and the stars bowing to him. But the next thing, Joseph was put in a pit. What an irony. What a contradiction. From the pit, he was sent to the prison. To Potiphar's house. What a contradiction. From Potiphar's house, he was sent to the prison. What a contradiction. But because the vision was for an appointed time. You see, Joseph had a coat of many colors. And the colors were being unveiled one after the other in his life. At the point, he was seeing color red. At the point, he saw black. At the point, he saw brown. At first, he saw blue. He saw the vision. Blue in the supernatural. He saw the vision, had the anointing, the power, everything. Then, after blue, he saw red. After red, he saw black. Darkness. No way out. Can't even find his way out. But it was just a matter of time. A matter of time. When the time came, green started coming out. Green came out. Purple came out. Gold came out. Joseph, the one who was put in the pit, put in Potiphar's house, put in the prison, within 24 hours was put in the palace. Hallelujah. What has God spoken to you? Why are you doubting God? Why do you want to stop believing the things that you believe? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Elisha too had to fight. Elisha, he had to fight. It was a struggle with the will of God for his life. He had to fight it. And he chose the will of God. That was the good fight of faith. If you don't fight, if you give up, your place will be empty. If you stop right now, your place will be empty. The reason why you are going through what you are going through is because of what I've been destined for you. If you stop right now, your place will be empty. Jesus Christ got to a point where he almost gave up. Yes, Jesus, he almost gave up. He said, no, I can't be separated from the Father. I've never experienced separation from the Father before, so I can't afford to endure separation from the Father. No, I don't want to miss this one. Thank God he didn't give up. Thank God he didn't lose hope. Thank God he didn't say enough is enough. Thank God he persisted to the saving of the soul. He fought the good fight of faith because he kept his eyes on the reward. He said, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame. He endured the cross because of the crown that was set before him. Thank God. Otherwise, you and I will not be anywhere if Jesus Christ had given up. So if you give up now, you have disappointed many people. You are disappointed. Your place will be empty. That is why you can't give up. No matter what you are going through, don't give up. No matter what the devil throws at you, refuse to give up. Keep on saying the things you used to say. Keep on believing God. Keep on saying God is good. Keep on saying God will come through for me. I know my Redeemer liveth. Though he slays me, yet will I trust in him. Look at Job. The one who said that scripture. He said, though he slays me, yet will I trust in him. I've come to a point to realize that without God, I have nothing. Either I believe fully in God or I'm doomed. Either I believe solely in God or I'm doomed. Because you see, by strength, no man prevail. You can never do anything for yourself by your strength. The best place to be is in God's will. The safest place to be is in God's will. By strength shall no man prevail. Jesus Christ said, which of you, just by worrying, can add one meter to his height? And he said, you can't do this small thing. So why do you worry about these things? Allow God to be God. Allow God. You see, now we have raised a generation of Christians who are like the sons of Ephraim. They arm themselves for battle. When they see war, they run away. But God is saying that I'm raising a people who can stand, who can, no matter, come hell, high water, they will stand. They will stand and they will say, God is good. They will stand and they will say, I know my Redeemer lives. They will stand and they will say, I refuse to give up. Though now I am walking through the valley of the shadow of death, but I know that God is with me. I know his rod and his staff. They comfort me. I will not give up. And those who endure. Right after that, he says, a table you have prepared before me in the presence of my enemies. If you give up in the valley of the shadow of death, the table, you will miss your table. Sometimes, just at the point where God is coming, we give up. Sometimes, at the point where God is coming through, we give up. Because when it is getting to your time, the pressure becomes more intense. The pain increases. When it's getting to your time, the despair becomes thicker. He says, darkness will be over the people and gross darkness. That is when God is about to show up. When the darkness becomes gross darkness. You can't even find your way out. You can't find your way out. There's nothing you can do. Your life is hopeless now. That is when you must keep on saying the things you used to say. Keep on believing what God has said. Why are you changing your confession? Why are you now saying that, I thought God was a merciful God. I thought God was a good God. I thought God was good. I thought God was for me. Bible says, if God is for us, who can be against us? It's a fight. It's a fight. We have to fight to fulfill the call of God in our lives. We have to fight to ensure that God's will is done in our lives. We don't have to give up. Don't give up. No matter what you are going through, don't give up. No matter what you are, you see, it is a sign of failure. That's how God sees it. To get to a point and doubt God because of what you are going through. What you are going through, you are not the first person to go through that. And he says, I will not allow anything higher than you to come your way. It is a process. You are going through. Yea, though I walk through. Not yea, day I dwell. You are walking through. He said, oh, you Lord, you have tried us as silver is tried. He said, you have laid affliction on our backs. And you have caused men to ride over us. But you took us through. We went through the fire, the water. But you, God, has brought us to a place of fulfillment. I said, God will bring you to a place of fulfillment. He will bring you to your wealthy place. There's a place God has prepared for you. He's taking you through to bring you to that place. Don't give up. Hold on to God. He will bring you to your place. There's a place for you. Nobody can take it. It's waiting for you. If you don't take it, your place will be empty. No condition is permanent in this life. We have to fight the good fight of faith. That devil, it doesn't matter what you say, I believe what I believe. I believe. No matter what you say, I believe. No matter what happens to my life, I believe. Years ago, I made a choice. I said, no matter what happens to my life, I've put my life in God's hand. That was in 2003. I said, I've put my life in God's hand. No matter what happens to my life, I know God is good. And I've seen many things in this life. I've seen many things. I know what it feels to walk with nothing in your pocket. I know. Oh, yes, I know. And I know what it feels to walk with your pocket full of money. I know what it feels to have zero balance in your account. I know what it feels to have. And I know what it feels to have your account full. And I've weighed the two. And I've realized that God is with me. Whether my account is full or my account is zero. So when your account is zero, that's not a time to say that God is not with you. He was with you when your account was zero. When your account was full, he was still with you. Sometimes, you see, when you meet people on the street and you take the trouble to interview them, you will thank God for your life. You think you are going through hell. Somebody is going through hella. Somebody's own is heller than yours. You will thank God for your life. And you will fight the fight of faith. You hold on eternal life. What God has spoken to you, keep it. You see, keep it in your heart. Keep it in your heart. That is why I always make sure I write down my prophecies, my dreams, my visions. I write them down in books. When I'm discouraged, and oh yes, sometimes I am. Sometimes I get discouraged. When I'm losing hope, sometimes I'm almost losing hope. I go to my book. I open my book. And I begin to read my book. And I pray. And after reading the book, strength comes. Hope is restored. Life returns. Why? Because I refuse to give up. Refuse to give up. Never allow anything to come your way between you. Fix your eyes on the promise. You know, I thought I had finished preaching on faith, like the series I wanted to share with you. But this morning, the Lord spoke to me certain things. That is why I brought this message today. Because the Lord said that there are people here who must, Their knees are almost giving away. Their hands are feeble. God says, strengthen their feeble hands. The devil is a liar. The devil wants to steal your faith, wants to steal the word of God. You see, those the seed that fell on stony ground. They received the word with joy, but they didn't have roots. Satan wants to steal the word. He wants to steal your prophetic destiny. That is why he will cause you to doubt God. It's a fight of faith. What is your excuse? People are prepared to do many things to survive. The spirit of the survivor. Look at those who do stowaway. They will go and hide in a ship. They want to go to another country. It's a risky thing. When they catch you, they can either throw you into the sea or they kill you. Yet, man must survive. So they do it. Put their lives on the line. You could be killed. People walk on desert to go to Spain and other places. Some of them don't make it to the end. So many people are doing it. Why? Because man must survive. But our lives are not only concerning the things that we see on this earth. Therefore, let the feeble knees be strong. Let the hands that are weak be strong. Let the feet that is lame not be turned out of the way, but be healed. For faithful is he who has promised, and he will do it. God will do it. I said God will do it. I said God will do it. He cannot lie. He will do it. Whatever is between you and the achievement of the promise is training. If you don't give up, a time will come. Your life is going to speak volumes for people. You see, you will find purpose in pain. You will find purpose in pain, and your pain will be somebody's gain. Only because you didn't give up. One day I was there, and I was thinking about so many things. Then I heard this scripture. What are you doing here? And I knew where the scripture was coming from. It was coming from 1 Kings. When God told Elijah, I said, what are you doing in the cave? Elijah was complaining to God. I am the only one left of your prophets. They've torn down your altars and they've killed all your prophets. And I'm the only one left. And they are seeking to kill me. Take my life. I'm not better than my fathers. I want to die. Take my life. Then God came to me and God said, Elijah, what are you doing in the cave? What are you? Why have you allowed circumstances to cave you in? Why have you built walls around your life, blocked your destiny because of circumstances, because of what you are going through? Elijah, don't stay here. Move on. Because you are passing through. He said that when I go through the waters, when I go through the fire, it is a going through. Don't stay there. Move on. Because there are people waiting for you. People waiting to be impacted by your story. Let me tell you, whatever you are going through as a believer, God is preparing a message from you. When the message is prepared, that is when the wisdom of God is. The wisdom of God is always hidden in a mystery. Paul said, yet we speak wisdom among those who are mature. The wisdom of God hidden in a mystery, which God ordained for our glory. When you are going through things as a believer, Bible said that, he said, though the Lord gives you the bread of affliction, yet your instructions will not be taken away from you. God will begin to release revelation. There's a message that God is cooking using your life. One day, if you don't give up, that message will come out, and that message will be your message. That will be your message. Do you know why? When people, some people stand and speak, they move people like that. It's not because of oratory. Because they are preaching their message. When T.D. Jakes is speaking about restoration, people can't. I mean, you see people being restored. Because he is preaching his message. Do you know the things he went through? He went through a lot of things. Why? Because God was preparing the message. Sometimes we abort the process by giving up. When we are almost through, we give up. we abort the process, the devil is happy. But God forbid, you and I will not give up. I say, you and I will not give up. We will persist to the end. No matter what, come hell, high water, we will not give up. We will continue to hold on to God. For God is faithful. God is faithful. He's faithful. There are times when you cannot say hallelujah. But God is still faithful. There are times when you say praise the Lord, your mind is battling against you. God is still faithful. There are times when you hear people say God is good, your heart is like, really? But God is still faithful. That is your fight that you must fight. That is the good fight of faith. That is where you take up your cross. He said, take up your cross and follow me daily. The cross is where your will and his will meet. Hallelujah. God will give us grace. Grace to finish. Grace not to give up. Grace not to turn aside. Because many have given up. There are many people who have given up and they have robbed the kingdom of God of precious substances. When God is turning your trials into treasures, Paul said, he said, I rejoice in my infirmities. I rejoice in my afflictions. For when I'm weak, then he's strong. He besought God 3 times that it should depart from him. But God said, my grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in your weakness. He said, therefore, I will rejoice in my infirmities. I rejoice in my affliction. For when I'm weak, then he is strong. God will show himself strong on your behalf. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said, God will show himself strong on our behalf. Our part is not to give up. You see, giving up, when you give up, that is when you are a failure. When you give up on God. You see, no matter how down you are, if you still believe, God has something to work with. Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. But if you still believe, he has something to work with. And you watch him. Bible says, it is not a big thing for God to use something big or small to do anything. It's not a big deal for God. God can take somebody and make him take a prisoner and make him a prime minister in 24 hours. It's not a big deal for God. It's not a big deal. Thank God, he will give us grace. And because of that, we will not give up. We will not give up. I know we will not give up. We will hold on to God. We will hold on. No matter what is happening, we will hold on to God. We refuse to compromise. To hell with the devil. We will hold on to God. We refuse to compromise. I refuse to compromise. I refuse to give up. I will hold on to God. No matter what. I will hold on. I have said it that in my life. I will not give up on God. No matter what happens, I will not give up. Hold on to God. Because your life is in God's hands. Your life is in God's hand. You cannot handle your life anyway. You can't keep your life anyway. You better leave your life in the hands of God because you can't keep it. There is nothing you can do. You can never keep your life. You can't. So abandon yourself into God's hands and tell God that my life is in your hands. I've surrendered my life into your hands. We will not give up. We will stand strong. We will never give up. The Lord was telling me this morning, he said that, look, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, their problem is coming again. People are going to compromise because of a fiery furnace. But God is raising people who can say, oh, King Nebuchadnezzar, we will not be careful for your answer, but we will not serve your gods. We know our God is faithful. He will deliver us. But even if, Even if he doesn't deliver us, know it, O King, we will never bow to your idols. We will never worship your idols. Even if our God doesn't come through for us, we will not bow down before you. Hey, Bahato Yana. Li prahatotis. Iko tohata. Li payano shikahata. Li payandahata. Malusikahataya. Lo shiandaha. Ayupahatian. Ikolobosaha. Maluprahatukaha. Ikalusahata. Yipaya tayuku. Mahatusia. Li payanaha. Release grace, O God. 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 Ibroto siahada. Librando shiatahata. Ekahataha. Li polehanda. We refuse to give up. We refuse to compromise up. We refuse to give up. We refuse to give up. We refuse to give up. No matter what, we will go through it. We hold on to God. We hold on to God. He's faithful. He's faithful. He's faithful. Librotosi. Fratayatahanda. Ikologosaha. Oh, we need your strength, O God. 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 We need grace, O God. Give us grace, O God. Grace to endure. Grace to stand. You are able to make a stand, O God. You are able to make a stand, O God. You are able to make a stand, O God. Ko mahatayala. Lo siprahanta. Mandere. Mandere. Kebrado sikahanda. Somebody is about to give up. God says, don't give up. 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 He says, don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. I've overcome. I've overcome the world. In this world, you have tribulation. But be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. I've overcome the world. I've overcome the world. Your life is in my hands, says the Lord. Your life is in my hands, says the Lord. Your life is in my hands, says the Lord. Your life is in my hand. Keep a hand to say. Libro totoha. Mandiyanaha. Kebra totohanda. Libro tolohanda. Oh, yahanaha. Meryan tarabahasukete. Thank you, Lord. Ke bahanaba, libro lo siyana. Ke marayanda, ke bro lo siyana. Ibro lo siya, ke marahanda, ibro to siyanda. I'm not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by what I hear. I'm not moved by circumstances. I'm moved by the word of God. I'm moved by His promise. I'm moved by His prophecy. The word He has spoken to me, that is what moves me. That is what excites me. That is what gingers me. That is what enables me. That is what gives me grace. I don't care what is happening in people's lives. I don't care how far they've gone before me. I don't care how far behind I am them. What I know is that the vision is for an appointed time. At the end, it shall speak and not lie. God is faithful. Faithful is He who has called us. He will do it. He has begun a good work. He will bring it to completion. God has begun a good work. He will bring it to completion. Devil, you are a liar. You are a liar. We refuse to give up. We refuse to compromise. You are a liar. You are a liar. You can't steal our faith. We possess our soul in patience. We receive the promise through faith and patience. Ipahataya, li polo sihanda, ipayanda hata, kabayalam, e paliyandolo sigam, li bro no sidianda, li bro no hosaha, kanyande heta, li bro toha, mantayalahanda, e kalyanda sukaha, li dololo sukaha, lo zibrahanda, ipayandihi, ko sikahada, lu bahanaya, li bro dosi, ingatiyaha, li bro losi, Yi Yalahanaha, Aliandosa, Lo Lianahasa, Lo Brehedeha, Le Dohosiara, Mandere, Kebrosiara. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 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 We receive strength. We receive grace. We receive strength. We receive grace. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy, O God. We receive strength. We receive grace. We receive grace. We receive grace. Libro Toshianda. Ipayandaha. Krepa Hadia. Yingologo Sikaha. Rambata Yandahanda. Mandere Sikaha. Lozikrehetuha. Yipayanderehana. Ripahana Yangada. Kobohosianda. You don't have to worry, and don't you be afraid. Joy comes in the morning, troubles they don't last always. For there's a friend of Jesus who will wipe your tears away. And if your heart is broken, just lift your hands and say,
oh, I know that I can make it. I know that I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hand. Oh, I know that I can make it.
I know that I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. With Jesus
I can take it.
Oh, with him I know I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hand. I know
that I can make it. Oh,
I know that I can stand. No matter what may come my way,
my life is in your hand.
With Jesus
I can take it.
With him I know
I can stand.
No matter what may come my way,
my life is in your hands.
Hallelujah. You know, we don't know the future. We don't know what the future holds. But we know who holds the future. We know who holds the future. We know who holds the future. And he says there is hope for your future. He says, I know the thoughts I think towards you. Thoughts of good and not evil. To bring you to a hope and a future. To bring you to an expected end. He said the expectation of the righteous shall never be cut off. God who has promised is faithful. And he will deliver. The future is bright. I said the future is bright. Your future is bright. Your future is secure. It's secure in the hands of God. Don't worry about the future. God has the future covered. Before you were born, before you were born, he planned for you. There is nobody who is an afterthought. Before you came to this world, say, he chose us in him from the foundation of the world. Before you came, God had planned out everything. All that we need to do is keep on believing. Keep on holding on to the word. That same word he spoke to us from the beginning. That same word he gave you from the beginning. God is not a man that he should lie. He's not a man that he should change. Has he said it? Will he not do it? He will do it. Who said a thing and it came to pass if God has not commanded it? Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you praise. We are praying this prayer. We are praying that God strengthen my brother, strengthen my sister. You are praying for somebody in this room. You are not praying for yourself. You are praying for somebody in this room. Oh God, strengthen my brother, strengthen my sister. Release grace to their spirit. Strengthen their heart, oh God. Strengthen the feeble knee. Strengthen the feeble knee. The weak hands, oh God. Strengthen the weak hands. Strengthen the weak hands. Release grace, oh God. Release grace, oh God. Release grace, oh God. Go Yamahataya. Go Maya Nabahaturia. Libro Toshukaha. Mandiyatahata. Ki Toloho Siha. Ripande Yanahanda. Kapayatala. Le Toloho Sihana. Libra Dokuham. O Sahanda. Ki Kolobahonda. Release strength, oh God. 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 Libro Toshi Anta. Go Mahanta Yalam. Ipayan Lebahana. So the Atalahada. Oh the Atalabahana. Ikrotohana. Lambayan Debrahanda. Ki Protoshika. Lundi Andahana. Lapaya de Sukahanda. Shiryanda Handakada. Lobahandia. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The Lord is saying that He's extending His hand of grace. Extending His hand of mercy. Extending hands of grace and mercy. And the Lord said, as you tell somebody that I'm not against you. I'm not against you. It's the devil that is lying to you that I'm against you. God says, no matter what you have done, I still love you. No matter how low you have sunk, I still love you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Forsake you. God is saying to somebody here that I will never leave you nor forsake you. Don't allow Satan to speak to your mind and tell you that God cannot bring you back. And tell you that God cannot forgive you. God cannot restore you. That God doesn't care about you. The devil is a liar. God says, come boldly to the throne of grace to receive mercy and to find grace to help in time of need. God says, come boldly to me. Don't allow anything, anybody to keep you back. He said, come boldly. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. Now we are praying this last prayer. We are praying for Ghana. Like we always do. We are praying that the hand of God will come strong on Ghana for good. And we are praying that the mercy of God will cover Ghana. And His hand will come down for good. Let the hand of God settle every controversy that is raging in the spirit. Controversy, warfare going on in the spirit. Let the hand of God come down and settle it. Let's begin to pray. In the name of Jesus. Father, we pray. We commit Ghana into your hands, O God. We pray, O God, let your mighty hand come down for good upon Ghana. Release mercy. Have mercy on Ghana, O God. Restore Ghana, O God. Let your hand bring good, O God, to Ghana. In the name of Jesus, we declare that Ghana will not die. We declare that Ghana will live. In the name of Jesus, Ghana will live. God's will be done in this nation. We declare that the plan of the devil concerning this nation will not come to pass. Revival will break forth in this nation. In the name of Jesus, nothing can stop the move of God. Nothing can stop it. We come against violence. We come against political instability. In the name of Jesus, let the power of God, let the favor of God rest upon this nation. In Jesus' name. This year's election will be one of the most peaceful elections. We are going to have a very peaceful election. And from July this year, you will see all the tension coming down. you will see the tension in the system come down from July. And that will be a sign. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for bringing us your word. We thank you for reminding us, oh God, that you are ever mindful of your covenants. And you will not alter what you have uttered, but you will stick to your word. We thank you that you are a faithful God, that you don't give up on us, even when we give up on ourselves. We thank you, Lord, that even when we are without hope, you still come through for us. We thank you that even when sometimes, Father, we fall to the temptation of the devil to doubt you, you have mercy on us and deliver us, oh God. We thank you that you are steadfast and you are faithful. We thank you for the sure mercies of David that you will give us, that you say you have given us, that you will never take away your mercy from us. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that our lives are in your hands. And we thank you that our lives are secured because they are hidden with Christ in God. We thank you, Lord, that there is hope for the future. We pray, God, for everybody who is with us, even those who are not here. We pray that, Father, you extend a hand of grace to them. Speak to them, oh God, in their private times, in their devotional times, oh God. Release this message to them, oh God, and encourage them in the spirit that they will not give up. In Jesus' name, we thank you. We bless your name. Amen. Hallelujah.